Thanks for stopping by Encircle Us, Laurie and Company. I wanted to finish up today's episode by reading you the story on WTHR.com about the rainbow over New York City on the anniversary of September 11th. It happened at 11:49. PM Eastern Time. I think that's correct, the timing. It was updated then. Anyway, New York, as New Yorkers reflected Monday on the anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks on the city, there was a beautiful sign from above. The double rainbow appeared over New York City on the 22nd anniversary of the attacks. Photos of the rainbows flooded social media with some angles showing the vivid colors seemingly springing from the side of the former twin towers of the World Trade Center before stretching out over the rest of Manhattan. Rainbows appeared after a stormy start to the somber anniversary. Early in the day, the names of the victims who died in the attacks on New York City were read during an annual ceremony at Ground Zero. So, started off on a bad foot.
A symbol can mean different things to different people, but a lot of people thought there was something very, very special about this thing. You saw that yesterday. Here in New York, the double rainbow, it appeared in New York City yesterday on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. It happened late in the afternoon. It was a really cloudy, rainy day. Y'all saw it was like rocking and rolling, the thunder and lightning. Well, and then that came up. And
wow.
That's insane. Social media was flooded. People took pictures from all over town. Some rainbows just seemed to spring right out of the side of the former Twin Towers in Manhattan. I mean, you could keep watching them and
It's hard not to be moved by that. I mean, and also, you see a rainbow from time to time,
yes,
but something like that, a double rainbow, so visible.
Clear as a bell.
Everybody got the shot.
Yes.
It was so beautiful
on that day. Wow.
I do not believe in accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for watching. Don't miss...
That was covered on the Today Show, so maybe they're going to go right and start acting like Americans and decent Americans that are nasty, vindictive, vicious, lying people. I mean, I get it. You know, they want to make a living. They don't want to lose their job. But think about what you're doing, people. You're tearing our country apart. When I say somewhere under the rainbow, I always thought it was weird that the Judy Garland song had somewhere over the rainbow, because it's a pot of gold. Pot of gold is under the rainbow, at the end of the rainbow, or, you know, near the rainbow. Then why would it be over the rainbow that we have to go? A lot of information is out there about the Wizard of Oz and what that story was actually trying to get across, and the shadow government and the red shoes, which it ties into the Red Hand Club and the Red Shoe Club. A lot of people with red shoes that hang out at the Vatican. Yeah, people, that's what I'm saying. So my point for telling you that is I have absolutely no doubt that we are getting signs and wonders from the Lord, that he uses the sun, the moon, the stars, and even clouds to give us messages. I went to special rodeo and I saw clouds like magically turn into, you know, a herd of horses up in the sky, and they were moving across the sky, and then it turned into something that wasn't quite as nice. I'm not going to go into that right now. And then it turned into, and this is for Glenn Beck, the clouds turned into Nipper, the RCA dog. My husband was brought over by RCA originally from Holland as an engineer. And then it was a really great day. Anyway, I wasn't feeling well for 9/11 after all that effort and work, all the thousands of hours I spent on it. I stayed home and I was very quiet on 9/11. I didn't have any idea about the rainbow over New York City and Manhattan. And my sister mentioned it to me, my twin, and I was like, what? And so I didn't have the news on. I was watching a special on I guess it was America's Voice.news I was watching. Bottom line is, it's very exciting. It makes me happy because I had seen, when I was working on my videos that are on YouTube and Rumble and Tumblr, where they were anyway, I don't know where they are now. I had seen, when I was working on those videos, a rainbow picture, and then in the middle of the picture, under the rainbow, was what looked to me like Puff the Magic Dragon. And I thought that was odd that the tree from far away anyway looked like Puff the Magic Dragon, and I remember singing that song when I was little, because there's been a lot of fairy tales told, put it that way, stories told, and fables, and a lot of the fables we grew up with hidden meaning and were passed down to give us foreshadowing. And one of those songs that we grew up singing was London Bridge is Falling Down. And that ties in to the Brits that are involved in this effort to free the world. And it also ties into Mary Poppins. And that ties to Julie Andrews, who was in The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music is key because it shows what happened when the Nazis came to power, and that the children and the naval officer and Maria, played by Julie Andrews, escape over the Swiss Alps to get away from the Nazis. See, we don't have a place to escape to. Okay, this is it. we're the last stand here. Okay, either get these Nazis and fascists and communists and totalitarians under control, or we're going to be living like serfs and peasants and starving. I don't think people realize how horrible communism and Nazism is. So you've got to drill it into your kids' heads. Show them somewhere, some Sound of Music, and then show them Dr. Zhivago. Show them those movies. They'll make a huge impression on them. I saw them when I was young, and I still stays with me. And if you have an older child or a college child, show them Black Book, made in 2006 by the Dutch, and Soldier of Orange. It has Rutger Hauer in it, who's a Dutch actor. And it is annoying to hear it in Dutch, but it has, you know, subtitles. And the Dutch are very key in this whole operation, and you'll find out in the future just how key they are. But Elon Musk just prevented World War III. That's what people don't realize, that he was a key person born when he was, made and blessed to be connected and wealthy and successful and able to lose millions of dollars, billions of dollars like Trump has and like Mike Lindell. These three angels were sent to help us, President Trump, Elon Musk, Mike Lindell, and there's others, but those guys, you know, they've gone through so much. The least you can do is pray for them and help them if you're able to donate to Lindell's legal fund or buy a subscription on Elon's X.com. Now, I keep getting banned, so I don't want to invest, you know, even $90 a year. I've got so many expenses. I have a hard time trying to prioritize what to pay for and what not to. But help keep Elon Musk on the net, because going up against the big bad boogeymen, I mean, we're up against ogres and trolls and orcs, like in Lord of the Rings. We're up against vampires and ghouls and people that enjoy hurting children. Okay, these are the grim fairy tales. We're dealing with some pretty wicked stuff, but we can get through it. I also want to ask you to help Torben Sondergaard, who's held in prison in Florida for 114 days, and Governor DeSantis did nothing to help him. Torben Sondergaard is a Danish pastor who came to America after being harassed and intimidated by the Danish socialist fascist government there, because he was starting a Jesus hotel to help people learn to be apostles and to go out and help and heal and preach and teach and, you know, lay hands on people and pray for them. You know, what a concept, you know, just like what Jesus told us to do in the book of Acts. Remember that, people? We're supposed to be ambassadors for Christ. We're supposed to be out there in the field doing the heavy lifting. We're not supposed to be letting evil take over. We're supposed to rule and reign. Anyway, Torben needs prayers. That fella was such a happy, sweet man. And after being in prison for 114 days and losing touch with his kids and wife, I see it in his eyes. He's sad and he's disillusioned like I am. I see the sadness. Please pray for Torben Sondergaard. Look at the lastreformation.com, thelastreformation.com. I think he needs help, and I'm hoping that you will give it to him. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, all wickedness that's rising will be crushed. I release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it now. Around the world, say with me now, we will not be ruled by evil. We want the Lord's will to be done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So it is written, so it shall be done. Amen, amen. Go get them, Archangel Michael and army. Destroy them now. Send them back to hell where they belong. We are free people. We are the Lord's people. We will not be ruled by you, wicked scum. Finished. Mayorkas, Obama, Clintons, Bushes, whoever else is involved, you're done. Your days are numbered. The Lord is seeing what you've done and is not happy. I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
How you have to feel. We're the winners. We're the winners. We're the winners. Okay. We're not going to be under their thumb. Change your attitude, people. Change your focus. Your attitude determines your altitude. Let's get this done. Let's roll.